The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to Game 2 of our basketball doubleheader tonight. The D.C. Everest girls will be taking on Eau Claire North, and our game is going to tip in 2 or 3 minutes. Let's spend some time first with Coach Matt Bullis. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the conference championship.
Thank you.
This is, what, a final tune-up? Everyone's healthy? Everyone's in the right frame of mind to get into the playoffs here?
Yeah, I guess it's a tune-up. It's just a glorified practice, pretty much. We're going to try to run a bunch of stuff and not do anything to get anybody hurt.
You'll have 10 days between now and when you play again. Do you go easy and give the team some time off, or is it full throttle ahead for what's going to be a very tough playoff run?
We have practice off tomorrow, and then Thursday we have a youth clinic that we do every year, so they'll get a couple days off, and then we'll have 5 practices to get ready for the team that we play on next Friday.
You said the last time we talked, and that was 2 games back, that this was going to be a very tough draw. You just look at the teams that are in your section, and there's really no easy path to the end of that.
No, it's a very difficult sectional. 3 teams ranked in the top 10 in the state. We're going to have to play them all at some point anyway, so it doesn't matter, I guess, if we start with a tough one or not. It's going to be a tough road.
Be happy with your seeding? I mean, a lot of times there's this give and take when the coaches get together to rank all the teams, and you would think in other years that Valley Conference champion would be higher than a 3.
I believe the correct answer I'm supposed to say right now is yes, but I'll hold in what I'm actually feeling.
All right, Coach, we'll get ready for the start of today's game after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. From Eau Claire North High School, our national anthem, we're just about to get underway. D.C. Everest and the Eau Claire North Huskies, I'm Chris Conley. Glad you're here for the last regular season game of the year. And the Evergreens are looking for their 20th win of the season. This has nothing to do with tonight's game, just a subtext for the playoffs, which begin a week from Friday. Coach Matt Bullis was not happy with getting a 3 seed, thought he should be a number 2, and one of the reasons why the Evergreens are 1 seed lower is because of the vote of Wausau West. West was in the position to pick their opponent in the first round, and they decided to vote D.C. Everest 1 seed lower, setting up a Wausau West-D.C. Everest playoff matchup in the first round. West comes into the playoffs as a 6 seed, and the Evergreens are a 3 instead of a 2. So that's the matchup a week from Friday. The Evergreens will have 10 days worth of practice to prepare for that because they'll have a long stretch off. Wausau West is in action tonight against Eau Claire Memorial at home. And then they have one more conference game, a tough one, against Marshfield. And the D.C. Everest girls really thought they should be a number 2 seed also. Evergreens have a very tough road ahead in the playoffs. Maybe we'll explore that some more at halftime. Should the Evergreens take care of Wausau West in the first round, then they would move on to likely play Chippewa Falls on the road in the second round. So nothing will come easy in postseason for these Evergreens girls. The opponent tonight, Eau Claire North, is an even 10-10 on the year, 7-4 in the Big Rivers Conference. Something unusual about Eau Claire North, they have a little more height than many of the teams that the Evergreens have seen in the Valley Conference. For Taylor Hodell, who had 29 points last time out in the double overtime win over Stevens Point, may not find it as easy on the boards and underneath. Again, Eau Claire North, let's see, they've got 2 players on the roster, 6-1 and 6-2. So that may do a little bit to neutralize Taylor Hodell's height advantage. Evergreens come out in their road green. White numerals, yellow trim. Eau Claire North, the Huskies, in road white with powder blue and red trim. We're about ready to get our basketball game underway. Tell you this also, Eau Claire North is a senior-led team. There are 8 seniors on this varsity roster compared to the Evergreens, only 1. The Evergreens are a junior-based team. Eau Claire North, their last out, broke a 4-game losing streak, so they've lost 4 of their last 5 as they close out their regular season game tonight as well. Nikki Kilbotten is 6'3", and so is Taylor Hodell. This is the first time that we've seen in a while players gather at the center circle of one of these girls' games, and the Evergreens do not have a height advantage. And Taylor Hodell comes out, knee brace, left knee. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. Evergreens control the tap. Taylor Hodell sent it back to Mackenzie Matthews, and now it's in the hands of Molly Tyson to the front court, just underway from Eau Claire North. Haley Kroll has in the corner long cross-court pass, open for the 3, but passing it up was Mackenzie Matthews. Now goes cross-court again. again back to Matthews. Now she lets the three ball fly off the back bracket. Taylor Hodel couldn't secure the rebound. Goes out to Haley Kroll. Ball is loose on the floor. Turned over. Eau Claire North gets it. Alana Quintara comes into the front court. Now over to the far side. Rachel Kent, long two. A miss. Taylor Hodel clears the boards for the Evergreens. So both teams, one possession, one shot, no score in the early going. Evergreens work it around. Mackenzie Matthews was open for the outside shot and passed it up. Picking up her dribble is Molly Tice. Now works over to Haley Kroll. Back over to Mackenzie Matthews. Fakes the shot. Drives baseline short. 10-footer. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Evergreens and turned over. Okay, the Evergreens got off to a cold start against Spash and got off to a cold start in their game before that against Walsall West. So that's a trend that you would like to see broken today, and so far it hasn't been. Full court defensive pressure for Eau Claire North as they inbound the ball. Into the front court is Rachel Kent. Kent almost threw it into the back court. Alana Quintara saved it there. And now we're going to see Eau Claire North in their regular offensive set. Worked around from Kayla Davis, out of bounds, got a whistle along the baseline. And this is turned over. We're going to have an offensive foul. Nope, we've got a foul against the Evergreens here, a block against Haley Kroll. So this will be a non-shooting foul. And Eau Claire North will inbound from underneath their own basket. Triggered in up high to Nikki Kilbotten. Kilbotten with a long two, and it's good. 2-0. Eau Claire North draws first blood in this game, and Mackenzie Matthews brings it into the front court as the Evergreens to see if they have an early answer. Matthews had her hand picked, and there's a foul. That looked like a clean steal. And instead, they're going to get Ilana Quintara, and the Evergreens are going to keep possession. Still a bit of a tough break early on in the game. Evergreens will put the ball back in play from the far sideline near half court. It goes into Michaela Poggle. So now all of the Evergreen starters have gotten a touch. Haley Kroll is up high. Half court man-to-man here for Eau Claire North. Actually, no, they're settling into a zone. 2-3 zone for this early look. And here goes Taylor Hodel down low. She got the inside position, went up and over Nikki Kilbotten. And Taylor Hodel puts the Evergreens on the board 2-2. Full court press. And again, Eau Claire North struggling to inbound. Thrown out of bounds into the D.C. Everest bench. Turned over to the D.C. Everest Evergreen. Full court pressure leads to a turnover. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Haley Kroll gets the inbounds pass off. The turnover, we're tied 2-2 a minute into the first quarter. Out high, Mackenzie Matthews. She's 25 feet away from the basket. Now sitting up to Michaela Poggle. Poggle makes the extra pass down low to Taylor Hodel. That shot was blocked. Taylor Hodel didn't go up strong there, and Maddie Horn stripped her and blocked her as was going up. And here comes Tessa Ginder. A couple of personnel changes on the last stoppage. Ginder is a senior, was not part of the starting lineup, but came in on the first whistle. She traveled there, and there was no call. Oh, my. Goes over to Maddie Horn, and now into the corner. Thinking about the three, guarded very closely there by Mackenzie Matthews. Goes out to Ginder again. Ginder drives, splits defenders, a wild running, scooping shot, no good, but an offensive rebound. Eau Claire North bailed out again. Rachel Kent with a 10-footer along the baseline. That's good. 4-2, Eau Claire North. So this 10-10 team going blow for blow with the Evergreens early on. Molly Tice brings the ball into the front court for D.C. Evers. Now Taylor Hodel double-teamed at the foul line. Goes out to the corner. Three ball in the air. Rattles out. Just missed for Haley Kroll. Ginder gets the rebound. A one-and-done trip. And Eau Claire North quickly into the front court. Ginder now makes a pass down low to the baseline. It's in trouble. Out of bounds. Turned over to the Evergreens. Ginder was looking for Kayla Davis along the baseline. That was a tough pass. Went through a lot of traffic. Went off Ginder's leg and is turned over to the Evergreens. D.C. Everest trails 4-2 with 4:48 to play first quarter. Glad you're up late for game two of our high school basketball doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Eau Claire North gets kind of a breather on defense. They settle into that zone. Now from the baseline, three-pointer for Mackenzie Matthews, and it's good. The Evergreens have their first lead. Matthews from behind the arc along the baseline makes it 5-4. Evergreens look to trap in the front court. Now goes over from Katie Schottel to the baseline back out to Ginder. Ginder is guarded up high by Haley Kroll. It's going to be a set play here.
goes over now to Olivia Holsey, who's also coming off that last stoppage. We're going to go under 4 minutes on this possession. Foul line extended to Rachel Kent. Kent dribbles, almost lost control of the ball. Goes over to Olivia Holsey again, goes back out. It's in the hands now of Patty Chotel to the corner. Eau Claire's working their offense here. Pretty good man-to-man defense here. Pass goes up high. Taylor Hodel almost stripped. Double team on Maddie Horn. Almost taken away into the backcourt. And it is stolen. Molly Tice. Tice with a breakaway layup. Blocked clean and goes over to D.C. Everett. Evergreens were looking for a foul there that didn't come. Molly Tice looked like she had a breakaway and was stripped from behind. Evergreens are going to take possession and they will inbound from underneath their own basket. Couple of substitutions here. Hannah Tipple comes into the game. Caitlin Schmall is into the game. Hannah Tipple will trigger it in from underneath her own basket, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. She was having some trouble getting it in. Actually, no. And they're going to call an illegal screen on the Evergreens on the inbounds pass. Caitlin Schmall will get called for it, and that's turned over. Team fouls are 2-1. Long inbounds pass, and it's stolen by the Evergreens. They were trying to beat the press with that long three-quarters court pass, and Michaela Poggle was just faster to the ball. So the Evergreens get it right back with 3.5 minutes to play. Evergreens trying to build on this 5-4 lead. Hannah Tipple's got the ball. Hannah's guarded by Burkell Nadens. Goes over to the corner now. Hannah Tipple gets the ball back. Off a screen. Bad pass from Hannah Tipple. Was trying to set up Mackenzie Matthews, but it's dribbled off Burkell Nadens' foot. The Evergreens take it right back. Teams trade turnovers. Evergreens have a 4-on-3 if they hurry. Didn't recognize that they had the advantage, and instead they slow it up. Hannah Tipple there. Here's a long three from Mackenzie Matthews. Too long off the back bracket. Follows her own rebound. Ball's loose on the floor. Out of bounds to Eau Claire North with 2:54 to play, first quarter. Kind of a sloppy first quarter both ways. Turnovers up for both of these teams. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Evergreen sports. Eau Claire North has the ball. Olivia Holsey has her dribble. They're looking to double team her. She picked up her dribble. Mackenzie Matthews providing some close defense. Work around to Lydia Janney. And now back out to Alana Quintero. Eau Claire North already has gotten a lot of players into this game. There's a bounce pass down low. Spinning shot, Olivia Holsey. Too strong. Rebound to the Evergreens, Michaela Poggle. One and done trip. D.C. Everest clears the boards. Hannah Tipple right up into the front court. Hannah's got a dribble. 2:20 to play first quarter. Evergreens 5-4. And I'll tell you, Eau Claire has been stuck on 4 points for a while. They've gone 2.5 minutes here without scoring. Long cross-court pass goes over to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall's three ball in the air. Just rattles out. Taylor Hodel couldn't quite get the rebound. Schmall gets the rebound along the baseline, and she is fouled. A little physical underneath. Olivia Holsey is called for the foul. Evergreens will keep the ball and will battle underneath. Wondered if there was something wrong with Taylor Hodel. We've seen her icing her leg earlier. Got a knee brace on the left knee here. Long inbounds pass comes to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews behind the three-point line. Goes over to Hannah Tipple. Now into the corner to Caitlin Schmall. Back to Hannah Tipple. Under 2 minutes to play. Bounce pass up high to Poggle. Foul line extended. Dribbles, spins. That's a wild shot. No good. Taylor Hodel battles for the rebound. You know what? Taylor Hodel and Nikki Kilbotten's a big battle underneath. Kilbotten won that one. Long pass. Stolen back by the Evergreens. Hannah Tipple's got the ball. Both teams have gone cold here. In fact, it's been 3 minutes since we've had a basket either way. The last score, Mackenzie Matthews 3, and that seemed like ages ago. Evergreen's bad pass to the corner. Caitlin Schmall can't control it. Goes over the baseline, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout here. Sensing that this game's not going particularly well for either side. 30-second break. 1.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Evergreens 5, Eau Claire North 4. This game really amounts to little more than a scrimmage for the Evergreens, and they've already won their conference title. They already know they're seeding in the state tournament. So this is just a playing out the strings. But, you know, the number one thing tonight, get out of here without any injuries. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Evergreens will be on defense after this timeout. Eau Claire North hanging tough with their 10-10 record. They're 7-4 in the Big Rivers Conference. Still have Chippewa Falls left on their schedule. There's a long pass off the hands of Raquel Nayans. Goes back to the Evergreens. Eau Claire North has turned it over on their last three possessions. They've got a long time without even getting a shot. Now the Evergreens have come up. In fact, Eau Claire North looks to extend the zone. They're looking to trap in the corner. Hannah Tipple's got it in the center. Bounces over to Mackenzie Matthews. 1:15 to play in the quarter. Caitlin Schmall on the baseline. Goes back out to Hannah Tipple. Hannah looks to drive. Pulls up. That shot was partially blocked. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Caitlin Schmall. Goes back out. Bounce pass over to Michaela Pockel. Down low to Taylor Hodel. Missed from close range. We've got a whistle and a foul. Taylor Hodel's going to get herself to the free throw line. Foul is on Allie Swenson, another one of these Eau Claire North seniors who came in during the timeout. And Taylor Hodel, who has 2 points from the field, is going to get herself a pair of free throws here with 59 ticks left on the first quarter clock. Taylor Hodel's first free throw, swished it. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Taylor's got one more, has the ball in hand from the free throw line. Her free throw is up and in. Taylor's got four. Evergreens have a 7-4 lead. Full court pressure on defense as Eau Claire North looks to inbound. It's into the hands of Raquel Nayans and into the front court. Pass there was blocked out of bounds. Good defense by the Evergreens, even though Eau Claire North is going to keep possession. Caitlin Schmall got up high, made herself as tall as possible, and was able to knock that ball out of bounds. So Eau Claire North, who had numbers for a moment after breaking the press, now will have to play 5-on-5 on the inbounds. Thinking about the three was Raquel Nayans. She said she goes back. Alana Kintara now passes to the corner and gets the ball back. 40 seconds left. Kintara looks to drive, split defenders. Thinking about the long pass for Raquel Nayans, decides not to take the shot. They go back out. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Clock's running. Here's a bounce pass down low. In traffic, out of bounds. Last touch by the Evergreens. Emily Bauman, who's on the floor for the Evergreens, knocked that out of bounds. Eau Claire North will inbound under their own basket with 27 seconds left in the quarter. Evergreens contest the inbounds. Pass goes to the corner, Raquel Kent. Sorry, Rachel Kent. Kent gets the ball back, pushes off, no call, and now goes back out. Under 20 seconds, bad pass. Stolen by the Evergreens, Molly Tice. Tice looks to drive, pulls up, spins, and misses. Should have pulled that back out. Evergreens get their own rebound, got a whistle underneath. Caitlin Schmall was fouled. This is going to be a loose ball foul against Eau Claire with 9 seconds left in the game. Alana Quintara is picking up her second foul here. And they're going to give two free throws for Caitlin Schmall, saying that she was trying for a putback when she got that rebound. First of two free throws is good. So the Evergreens, who are in the early going, are a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. You think that's going to be important in the playoffs a week from Friday? You bet it is. Caitlin's got one more. And that one's a miss. So the Evergreens have Eau Claire North doubled up right now, 8-4. Eau Claire North gets the rebound, only 5 seconds left. Into the front court is Tessa Ginder. 2 seconds left. Going to have to hoist here. Raquel Nayans didn't get the shot off in time. And that's where the first quarter comes to an end. One's in the books. Evergreens 8, Eau Claire North 4. We're back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Eau Claire North Gymnasium. I'm Chris Conley. We drove about an hour and a half to bring you tonight's game, and we're glad you're up with us. The girls' playoffs start a week after the boys, so you heard boys' playoff basketball earlier tonight on Fox Sports Radio. Our next Evergreen sports broadcast will be coming up on Friday night. The DC Everest boys team has a home game against Eau Claire North. So the Eau Claire North boys will travel to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. That will be the first of a playoff doubleheader. We'll have coverage starting at 7:15 Friday night. We hope you'll be with us. D.C. Everest boys basketball in the playoffs on Fox Sports Radio. The Evergreen boys come in on a three-game losing streak into postseason. The Evergreen girls, with only 2 losses on the season, Get the second quarter underway with an 8-4 lead, and Eau Claire North will get the ball first. Tessa Ginder is guarded by Emily Bauman, and now goes into the corner. That's Kayla Davis, knocked out of bounds, last touched by D.C. Everest. Tight defense there from Emily Bauman. Olivia Hulsey comes in. Alana Quintera comes out. Evergreens contest the inbounds pass, and it goes back in to Olivia Hulsey. Hulsey is guarded by Molly Tice, and there's a pass to no one. Turned over. She was looking for Tessa Ginder, thinking that she would cut towards the basket. Tessa did not, and it's thrown out of bounds. Another turnover goes to the Evergreens. Turnovers are way up for Eau Claire North. The Evergreens need to see if they can widen here while their opponent is struggling. Evergreens have Haley Kroll now. Kroll goes out to Molly Tice, thought about splitting defenders, thrown into the corner, and the Evergreens turn it over. What's going on here? Evergreens basketball brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. Early second quarter, Eau Claire North inbounds against D.C. Everest. Full court pressure, still in the backcourt. Tessa Ginder is going to be guarded by Haley Kroll. Breaks it on the dribble, now gets it into the front court to Olivia Hulsey. Hulsey swings with a long cross-court pass to Patty Chappelle, who thought about shooting, decided not to. Goes back out to Tessa Ginder. Locked down defense from Emily Bauman up very close. Here's a three from the left side. Olivia Hulsey, and she hits. Olivia Hulsey. Actually, they're going to say that's a long two instead of a three. If so, big toe on the line at best. It's 8-6. Eau Claire North needed that. They've been stuck on 4 points for a long time. Evergreens are looking inside to Molly Tice. Bad pass. Evergreens have to get down on the floor to save this possession. And we're going to have a quick timeout with Eau Claire North possessing the ball. And that's going to save possession for the Huskies. So Eau Claire North gets within two and is going to get the ball back on another Evergreens turnover. I guess of concern for the Evergreens, again, this is a game that doesn't matter as far as conference standings or in terms of playoff position, but if the Evergreens were to turn this ball over against, say, a Wausau West, the team that they're going to see in the first round of the playoffs, the game would not be 8-6. They'd find themselves trailing here. So this has been kind of a sluggish effort so far. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Out of the timeout, Eau Claire North inbounds. That's got a length of the court. Evergreens pick up full court pressure on the dribble. Patty Chotel into the front court, almost threw it into the back court. Tessa Ginder comes in. Now from a long baseline shot just inside the three-point line, Katie Chotel missed. The Evergreens get the rebound. Haley Coyle cleared the boards for the Evergreens. Evergreens are going to put Taylor Hodell back in on the next stoppage. Here's a pull-up 10-footer. That's no good from Emily Bauman. Evergreens fight for the offensive rebound. Nope, stripped. One-and-done drip. Maddie Horn stripped that ball away for Eau Claire. 6:15 to play in the half. 8-6 Evergreens. There's a bad pass stolen by Haley Kroll. Kroll's got a breakaway layup, and it's good. Haley Kroll made Eau Claire North pay for that turnover, and now Eau Claire North dribbles the ball out of bounds, but last touched by the Evergreens. All right, so the Evergreens put three starters back in. Taylor Hodell comes back in, Mackenzie Matthews comes back in, and Michaela Poggle is back in. Hannah Tipple stays on the floor, and Haley Kroll stays on the floor as well. 10-6, Evergreens. Eau Claire North has the ball. Here's Tessa Ginder. Ginder's guarded by Hannah Tipple up high. Almost threw that ball away again. Need crisp passes against this tight defense. Tessa Ginder has it back out high again. Contested 25 or 30 feet. Tries to spin on Hannah Tipple. Now passes off to the baseline. This is a three ball from Olivia Hulsey. Hit a long two before. No good there. And Taylor Hodell gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Outlet pass to Michaela Poggle. Now into the corner. Haley Kroll. Thought about the three. Goes back out. Hannah Tipple works it around to Mackenzie Matthews. Thrown out of bounds. Trying to set up Taylor Hodell inside again. 10-6. And again, full court pressure. Eau Claire North has a long bench, and they've used a lot of it so far in the game. Here's Tessa Ginder into the front court. They have numbers 3-on-2. Settle for a long shot from the baseline from Olivia Halsey. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Got a whistle and a foul. That foul's going to be on Michaela Poggle down low. Poggle was contesting that offensive rebound and picks up her first personal. Third team foul. Four against Eau Claire North. Non-shooting. Eau Claire North will inbound underneath their own basket, trailing by four. Ball goes into the corner and quickly a double team for Brickell Nyans. Nyans goes back out. Alana Quintara. Quintara works around Olivia Halsey. Now back into the hands of Brickell Nyans. Nyans picked up her dribble for a moment. Finds her teammate, pulls it back out. 5 minutes left in the half. Evergreens by four. Eau Claire North with the ball. Here's Brickell Nyans again. Now leaves in the corner for Olivia Halsey. Halsey seems to be the best long-range shooter on this team. Came back out, and Brickell Nyans fought about the three, now goes straight on. A three is in the air, and it's good for Alana Quintara. And that puts Eau Claire North within one, 10-9 off a straight-on three. Evergreens need an answer here. Turned the ball over a lot so far in this game. Mackenzie Matthews goes up high to Michaela Poggle. Poggle looks to drive. Extra pass to Taylor Hodell. Taylor Hodell's shot no good. Picked up Michaela Poggle on cleanup duty. Scores. 12-8. And I'll tell you this, one of the other factors in this game, aside from the turnovers being up for the Evergreens, Taylor Hodell's having a hard time because finally we're seeing an opponent that's got some big bodies to muscle up against her. Here's a turnover back to the Evergreens. Haley Kroll down low for Taylor Hodell, and she's fouled. Hodell was fouled there by Nikki Kilbotten. Yeah, Kilbotten is 6'3". Same height as Taylor Hodell. So that's a matchup to watch here. Well, Taylor Hodell has 4 points so far. Kilbotten has two. But again, down low, it's much more physical than Taylor's used to. Gets herself two free throws here. The first is good. Taylor's got five to lead all scorers, and she has one more coming. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Eau Claire North, Kayla Davis. Taylor 3-of-4 from the free throw line. And in the front court, stolen away by Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens take advantage of the turnover. Into Hannah Tipple's hands, looking to play up-tempo to Haley Kroll along the baseline. Double team there, goes back out to Hannah Tipple, and the Evergreens will run offense. 3:45 to play along the baseline. That shot's too long. A miss by Haley Kroll. And we've got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Let's see who we're getting here. This is going to be against Eau Claire North. Alana Quintara, a starter, has just picked up her third team foul. She's going to have to sit. Non-shooting foul was on the rebound, so the Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Hannah Tipple puts it right in on the inbounds pass. Good position for Michaela Poggle, who scores. Poggle had good inside position and put it right up as soon as she got the ball. So the Evergreens have widened this lead now. They're up 15-9. You get the feeling Eau Claire North can't afford to fall any further behind. Tessa Ginder, thinking about the three, was Brickell Nyans. There's a long two. That's good for Nyans. Yeah, they needed that. 15-11. 3:19 to play. Evergreens now on the baseline. Haley Kroll looks to drive. Extra pass to Taylor Hodell. Got the height advantage there. Taylor had better position underneath, and she scores. 17-11. 6 points ties the biggest lead for the Evergreens. Here's Tessa Ginder, goes to the corner. This is a long two from Brickell Nyans. That's a miss along the baseline. Evergreens get the rebound. Hannah Tipple. Tipple fought for that loose ball. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Eau Claire North. Evergreens will make some substitutions here. Molly Tice comes back in. Caitlin Schmall comes back in. Haley Kroll, who's been out there for a while, gets a breather along with Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens get the ball right back with 2:51 to play in the half and trying to build on a 6-point lead. Molly Tice gets the inbounds pass from Hannah Tipple, goes right back to Molly Tice. Now inbounds, looking to Taylor Hodell. Taylor wasn't open there. Uh-oh, Taylor Hodell went down and looks like she's hurting a little bit. Gets back to her feet, comes onto the defensive end on a turnover. Patty Chotel goes inside to Kayla Davis. See if they want to run a play that goes right at Taylor Hodell here. She might be hurting along the baseline. Nope, Taylor Hodell just stole it. And she's kind of lumbering up the court as Hannah Tipple gets it into the front court. Over to Caitlin Schmall. 2:15 to play. Splitting defenders as Molly Tice drives and misses, and Eau Claire North gets the rebound. Caddy Sotel clears the boards. A one-and-done trip there. Still trying to look at how Taylor Hodell is moving, and you know what? Just from my eyes here at half court, she's not moving all that well. Driving, wild shot and a miss is Caddy Sotel, and the rebound comes to Hannah Tipple. Tipple goes over to Molly Tice. They're going to post up high Michaela Poggle. Foul line extended, drives in. Michaela Poggle is fouled. She's going to get herself two free throws. Foul there is on Caddy Sotel. That is her first, and now there are six on the team. So the Evergreens will be shooting free throws for the remainder of the half with 1:48 to play. Michaela Poggle's first free throw rings out, no good. She will get one more. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Here's Michaela Poggle's second free throw. Swish. 18-11, biggest lead of the game. On the next stoppage, Emily Bauman will come in. Taylor Hodell still out there, fighting through whatever pain there is. Caddy Sotel in the corner, thrown into the backcourt. If Eau Claire touches it, it'll be there and back, and went out of bounds. Last touch by Eau Claire. Hannah Tipple was trying to chase it and contest it in the backcourt. Evergreens are going to get the ball here off the turnover underneath their own basket. Emily Bauman is in. Michaela Poggle will come out. And Hannah Tipple will put this ball in from underneath the basket. Hannah's looking for Taylor Hodell underneath, but she's covered. Goes into Caitlin Small, got a whistle and a foul on the inbounds pass. Caitlin Small was fouled as she received the inbounds pass. She's going to shoot a 1-1 here. And that foul was called on Tessa Ginder. So the front ends of the 1-1 is important. Caitlin Small already 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Evergreens by 7, trying to go up by more. And the free throw is a miss. Front rim, back rim, and a rebound to Rachel Kent of Eau Claire North. And coming in, it's going to be Kaylee Coel on the next stoppage. Tessa Ginder has it in the front court, 1:20 until intermission. Back to Ginder, long three, just missed off the front end. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound, a one-and-done trip. Outlet pass to Emily Bauman. Bauman stripped, stolen back by Tessa Ginder. Ginder contested, missed the layup, hit the underside of the rim. Carried the ball too far towards the basket. Needed to be a little more patient there, needed a better look. Got to convert that turnover into points. Hannah Tipple's got the ball for the Evergreens, now goes over to Emily Bauman. Under a minute to play in the half. Looking to post up at the foul line, Caitlin Schwall, bad pass. Turned over to Eau Claire North. 45 seconds left. Rachel Kent goes back out high. That's a bad pass. Knocked away by Hannah Tipple. Hannah picks it up, drives to the basket, and misses. Teammate gets the rebound, misses. Emily Bauman, third try. Taylor Hodell, no good. Taylor again with another rebound, and she's fouled. She's going to get herself to the free throw line. 1, 2, 3, 4 shots at the basket there for the Evergreens. Tessa Ginder has been called for the foul here. And Taylor Hodell, good work there. She got two of those offensive rebounds, and she's going to earn herself two free throws with 30 seconds left in the half. Taylor Hodell's first is a miss. Well, the Evergreens, I think the 10 days off and the practice between here and the start of the playoffs is going to do them good. Not all that much to be happy about in this game. Taylor hits the second free throw. It's 19-11. I mean, the Evergreens are a good enough team that they can, they just have better players than some opponents. So they can outclass some of their opposition. They're doing that here. But the competition gets much tougher after this game. Pass along the baseline. Eau Claire North, one of their players, fouled as she went down to her knees. Rachel Kent. Evergreens still have some fouls to give. Emily Bauman committed the foul, but that's only the team's fourth. So Eau Claire North will inbound underneath their basket. 23 seconds left. Inbounds pass goes along the baseline. Getting a better look is Rachel Kent. She missed from 15 feet. Evergreens get the rebound. Molly Tice. 17 seconds left. 8-point lead. Evergreens will hold for one here. Goes out to Hannah Tipple. Under 10 seconds now. Hannah's guarded closely. Hannah almost loses the ball. 5 seconds left now. Here's a long faking, driving, and there's a miss for Molly Tice on the putback. Kaylee Coyle got the offensive rebound and put it back in at the buzzer. And the Evergreens are going to go into the locker room up by 10. Final horn sounds to end the first half, and it's D.C. Everest 21, Eau Claire North 11. At halftime, we'll preview the upcoming playoff games for the boys and girls, which you'll hear here on Fox Sports Radio. And we'll look at our leading first half scores. That's coming up after we take this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.